Welcome to Make Up or Break Up. We do it every single Tuesday and Thursday on Fitz in the Morning, where a Northwest couple, basically, they voluntarily come on the show, talk about the drama going on in their life, and we just ask that you help out with some advice, right? Let's all come together and help them out. You just tell them if they should make up or break up. Welcome to the show right now, Michelle, who is from Ballard. And Michelle sent me a message on Facebook, facebook.com/followFitz. About a little situation going on with her boyfriend, Adam, of 3 years. Michelle, my name is Fitz. Welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for voluntarily coming on. A lot of respect for you for doing that. What's going on with Adam right now?
Okay, so I guess as you said, Adam and I have been dating for about 3 years now. We're very committed to each other. Things are going really great, but I have a 12-year-old son named Charlie, and Adam's a pretty decent second father to Charlie. But my son, I love him, and he loves My Little Pony. He loves anime. He loves all these really creative things. It's just how he is. He's a creative. And Adam and I sometimes butt heads because he pretty much calls my son, not exactly a sissy, but he kind of calls him out, and he has a very different way of how Charlie should act, what he should be interested in. And my whole thing is, if we're going to really co-parent, if we're really doing this and we're talking about moving in together, just do things my way. You know, I'm Charlie's mom, and I think that he's a little hard on him, you know?
And you're saying that Adam referred to your son Charlie as a sissy because sometimes he dresses up. Did you say My Little Pony stuff, like outfits?
Yeah. He likes the things he's interested in. It's Adam doesn't see it as, I guess, manly or macho or whatever.
Oh.
And Charlie adores Adam, but it's conflicting because we're both on two different sides of how to, like, handle this.
Wow. All right. This is a big one. Hang tight. In minutes, we're going to chat with Adam, and we're going to get his side of the story here. Shoot us a text right now to 96459. It's Make Up or Break Up. Michelle, can you hang on for me? And we'll get your boyfriend Adam on in just a couple of minutes.
Okay.
Welcome back, right in the middle of Make Up or Break Up with Fitz in the Morning. If you're just tuning in, we have Michelle on the phone from Ballard. Michelle sent me a Facebook message, facebook.com/followFitz. And she's got a little situation going on with her boyfriend, Adam. They've been together 3 years. But Michelle, if you can, kind of sum up the situation with Adam right now.
Yeah, sure. So Adam and I are looking to move in together, pretty much. And my son, Charlie, you know, he's 12. He's at that age where he's about to be a preteen.
Right.
And he's interested in all these things that Adam considers sissy.
Sissy. Okay.
Sissy.
And basically, you said your son, Charlie's how old? 12 years old?
He's 12.
Okay. And he likes dressing up in, like, you know, My Little Pony outfits and stuff like that. And Adam's got a problem with it.
Right.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, he has heard all of this. He's been on hold. He's been patient. I want to welcome to the show right now, Adam from Ballard. Adam, how are you, my friend?
Hey, Fitz. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. First of all, I do want to say that you are voluntarily coming on the show. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. So what's the situation? I mean, because it kind of sounds like you have a problem with little Charlie, who's 12 years old, dressing up in My Little Pony stuff. Is that kind of the deal?
You know, it's not a problem for me, Fitz. It's compassion for Charlie. I love the kid, and I want him to succeed as a teenager. I mean, you remember those years, right? Those are some tough, hellish years.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to put him in the best situation, the best possible way to succeed. And sometimes Michelle and I see differently on that. But, yeah, I'm just trying to steer him in a direction where he can, you know, like, be a man and live as a man and not subject himself.
Michelle, do you have a problem with Adam steering Charlie in that direction of what he says, trying to be a man?
Yeah, I do. I do. You know, Charlie's so young, and I think he's just such a creative. And the way we're going about this, you know, how Adam was just saying, I don't think it's good. I think it's fine. He's going to be just fine. I don't see a problem.
Trust
I think
me.
My way.
Honey, he'll
is
grow
the
up
way.
Fast. He'll grow up fast at middle school, you know. And when they see him as a brony, you know, wearing that onesie, that, I mean, even
he uses
you see
that
social
term.
Media. What's that?
Yeah.
You said brony.
A brony.
Again.
And if you don't know what a brony is, everyone, hey, Drew, what's a brony?
Basically a bro My Little Pony fan, I guess, like a brony.
Okay. So,
but it's more than a fan. I mean, it's like they pronounce it, they dress up and everything, and I just don't want to see him, you know, setting the wrong impression the moment he walks into school and him being tagged for life. I mean, compassion is strict sometimes.
But does he dress like a My Little Pony when he goes to school?
No, but people find out about these things. You know, he takes pictures, social media sees everything.
Wow. This is Drew. There's a question that I had, and it's also come in on the text a few times already. Is Charlie's actual dad in the picture?
No, I mean, it's really just Adam.
Okay, fair.
And I,
no,
that's why.
Yeah, I think people, because I was curious what his input was, but if he does, it's fine. That's not a judgment.
So Adam is his primary male influence right now.
That's what I think I'm getting at. Yeah.
All right, and it sounds to me, Adam, that maybe you're doing this because it sounds like you might have some concerns about Charlie maybe at school if people find out that he's dressing up in My Little Pony stuff.
Yeah, you know, I think I want him to diversify, maybe get into some other interests that he can, you know, make friends with.
The thing is, what if he's not maybe interested in the other stuff, right?
Right, what if he just finds other kids that are interested in what he's interested in?
Well, if he does that, great. But he's isolated right now. I mean, he spends his time like looking at anime by himself, you know, dressing up by himself. I mean,
right, or the youngin, go ahead.
Well, let me tell you, man, as a youngin and somebody who grew up like loving the nerdy stuff, a lot of that stuff inspires you in life, and it makes you a better person when you get older. I mean, even if it is My Little Pony, and I was never a big My Little Pony fan.
I don't know if I would appreciate if you came into the studio dressed up as My Little Pony.
Well, I might come to the studio dressed up as Batman next week. But,
oh,
I mean...
it's something I think we should sum it up with. And by the way, make up or break up right now. Text to 96459 or 833-822-BULL. If you guys are going to be together, this is a serious issue, and you got to figure out, I think, Michelle, if you're going to allow Adam to be that influence in his life and on what level he's allowed to, I don't know, not only discipline, but give his honest guiding advice on things.
I bet there's probably a lot of parents out there listening right now that have been through this.
No doubt.
Is a great place for advice to come in right now.
If you are dealing with this, how can they handle this? 833-822-BULL. You obviously want to make sure that the priority is to do whatever you can to make the child happy. You know what I mean? You don't want to make the child feel like he's different.
Mm-hmm. No, you got to support him and show him that you can like those things because you're you.
On the other hand, Adam knows what it's like to be a 12-year-old boy going to middle school for the first time.
And that's important for Michelle to know, right?
Right.
And I can just imagine my dad, Green Beret Bob, if I came home dressed as My Little Pony, I mean, I know that probably wouldn't fly in my house.
Right.
Yeah. Right?
He'd pick you up by your unicorn.
Yeah, he would.
Pop your head.
Or something. Pick me up by something. Thank you, guys. First of all, I appreciate the fact that you guys came on the show. You volunteered to come on. And our phone lines and our text messages are blowing up. So I appreciate you. And I hope you turn up the radio and listen in just a moment.
Thank you.
Look at these text messages coming in. Text to 96459. Fitz in the morning. New country. 98.9 The Bull. It's Make Up or Break Up. Kimberly in Puyallup. What say you?
Hey, I just want to say that she needs to seriously reevaluate her relationship. You know, when she says, oh, they're great together, they're not, because she's obviously coming on in here and he's not treating her son the way he should. You don't put kids in a box just because they're male or female. When boys are born, you don't shove a baseball mitt and a baseball bat in their hand. With all the new stuff that's out there, anime, you know, My Little Pony, you know, who knows? I mean, if he's freaking out over this, what's going to happen when he, you know, if Charlie comes out and says, Mom, I'm gay?
Hopefully hopefully he will say, hey, you know what? I love you no matter what. Mm-hmm. But
exactly.
I wonder if instinctively, because Adam is a dude, and I can say this maybe as a dad too, I wonder if instinctively we do have that urge, you know, if it is a boy or whatever, to throw that baseball mitt and that little bat in their hand. I think instinctively,
exactly,
as a man, we do feel the need to do that.
Yeah, of course.
It's the trigger. But she should not. I mean, I was a single mom for a long time, and my daughter, she was my alpha and she was my omega. The first thing I thought of when I woke up, every moment in between, the last thing I thought of at night. And I have the attitude, I'm not going to let somebody put her in a box. he's not going to be playing. Yeah, you know, she didn't have to play with Barb. He's interested in all sorts of different things.
Yeah.
But no, poor little Charlie. No, there's all these things out there. And no, she shouldn't move in with him because I can just kind of see how this is going. And honestly, in school, they have anime clubs.
Yeah,
they have the My Little Pony clubs, and he will have friends that can find people in there that have the same interests as he does.
It's Make Up or Break Up right now, 833-822-BOWL, 833-822-2855, or text to 96459. I think Mike from Stanwood has a different opinion. Mike, what say you?
Yeah, I was just listening in and gained a little more insight from when Adam came on that, you know, he is the only male role model in this child's life. And I'm in a similar situation right now. I'm married and have one child that's with my wife. I have one on the way, so child number four. And then I have a child from a previous relationship. And then she has a child that's also from a previous relationship where the father's not involved. I am that sole influence and that sole father figure. And I think that's a hard conversation that Adam and Michelle are going to have, because Adam is allowed to have that right as a father figure. If that's where this is going, he has a right as the dad to say, hey, look, I have a concern. Here's my concern. And as a partner, Michelle, we have to be open to listen to that and understand that as a father, we're hoping certain things come from our children, whether it be a boy or a girl, and we don't want to see them get hurt. So it may feel as if it's coming from a judgmental place, but all Adam is really saying is, I don't want to see our child have a negative experience in school, in life. I want him to have a happy, positive life where he's not bullied. And if you, Michelle, really believe that Adam is this person that you want to spend the rest of your life with, he's just modeling his future son after himself,
right? So and you're saying Adam, you're saying he's
he likes him,
right? And this is right. You're saying he's doing all this out of love, basically, is what you're sensing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Wow. Make up or break up right now. Please continue to post on our wall, facebook.com/989thebull. We are going to also have, in case you missed, make up or break up today. Wow, it's going to be on our podcast at 989thebull.
Yeah, we've got to figure out,
you've got to listen to this today.
I wish there was a way we could figure out how to post it. We're getting so many messages all across, and they're so compassionate on both sides. People are really, they feel strongly, and they're very well written messages.
All right, every single Tuesday and Thursday, make up or break up with Fitz in the morning.